He'll be a good NBA player. He'll be a good NBA player. I mean, he's not the first guy that sat an entire year and just kind of meh.
Okay.
And just remember who the coach is.
I do.
Know what his deal is. Look, how long did it take Mirotić? It took somebody death in the family to get him out there. So I'm not. And this is a guy who played.
I'm just not quite sure.
This is a guy who you'd know what he could do.
Yeah, what doesn't he trust about? What does he trust less about him now than he did in the regular season?
I have no idea. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. So. And I just think this is a team that isn't that team. That isn't like, oh man, they can do so many. What are they? What are so many things? What are so many things that they can do to him? What are the things that Cleveland can do to exploit him on the floor?
I would rather they don't play 4-on-5 offensively with no one in the game. I think that's.
Well, he's just, oh my God, those early free throws. What are you doing? What?
I don't know.
I don't know. I know he's hurt. I know he wants to give it his all. But again, it to me, now this is just me, this is not a difficult team to play defensively.
We've got an update, and then we've got more for you. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
The Bulls and Blackhawks are both fighting for postseason glory. We're the only station in Chicago ready to deliver the level of playoff coverage you crave. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is 5 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Both our baseball teams were in action today, and they both lost. Detroit beat the White Sox 4-1. Kyle Lobstein, not to be confused with Les Grobstein, he got the win over Jose Quintana.
And the horse that rode in on that.
You were waiting for me to say that.
I've been waiting all day.
Okay, cool.
I want to hear you say it.
Joaquin Soria with his 11th save in that game, but the Sox do take 2 out of 3 in this series. Meanwhile, St. Louis beat the Cubs again, this time 5-1. John Lackey with the win for St. Louis. He struck out 10. Jake Arrieta suffering the loss. The Cubs have lost 5 of their last 6. Elsewhere around the majors, it was the Dodgers beating up on Milwaukee 14-4. Yasmani Grandal, say that 10 times quickly. He had 4 hits, 2 home runs, and 8 RBIs. Meanwhile, Milwaukee drops to 9-20 on the season. Minnesota beats Oakland 6-5. Glenn Perkins with his 10th save on the season and one game in progress in the fourth inning. Kansas City leading Cleveland 4-3. In basketball, Jimmy Butler named the NBA's most improved player. He had these thoughts.
I am standing here and it's an incredible achievement. But more than anything, I just want to continue to improve because I think there's so much that I can get better at. And I just want to help my team win. I just want to get another trophy, and I want to win that championship. I think that's the final goal.
Meanwhile, the Bulls did practice a little bit here at the Advocate Center today, and of course, they will be hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers Game 3 of that series coming up tomorrow. In hockey later this evening, it's the Blackhawks and the Minnesota Wild. It's an 8:30 opening faceoff as the Hawks try and go for the 4-game sweep. Also in the NHL this evening in the playoffs, Montreal at Tampa Bay, with Tampa Bay trying to finish off that series also in 4 games. And in college football, quarterback Everett Golson is transferring from Notre Dame. He hasn't named where he's going, but he will be able to play right away wherever he does go because he's already graduated. Listen to the Scorecard Golf Show every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. to hear the latest on the Chicago golf scene. The Scorecard Golf Show is brought to you by the BMW Championship. The BMW Championship is back at Conway Farms this September. Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next game on the score tomorrow night when the Sox play host to the Cincinnati Reds. It begins with the pregame show at 6:35, and it's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Cole Digital. They're changing the way homes think. And by Sport Clips with 70 Chicagoland locations. It's good to be a guy.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
a start from the field by the Bulls. Now 2-12 from the floor. And LeBron got the step. Butler got a piece of it. James on the recovery. Beautiful move by James.
Hard to make a comeback when he's attacking the basket like that with the bench on the floor with him.
James all the way. What a performance from the start. For one of the game's greats, LeBron James. And the Cleveland Cavaliers have tied the series at one apiece.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
Golly, I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Tommy, obviously said you expected them to come out more aggressively, especially LeBron. What did you see in that first quarter? Did you feel like you guys were flat on your heels? Or?
Yeah, the story of the game was the first quarter. They smashed us. We got to respond a lot better.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors and Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. But I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And smashed is about what it was. Tom Thibodeau, he's absolutely right. Bors and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's right, we're here now.
Hello.
That's right. Hello, how you doing? Hey, what's happening? And, you know... Yeah, I agree with all that. I'll tell you something else, too. The idea, maybe you ought to take that best two-way player back, I think, that you said the other night.
That's just
you
ridiculous.
You might want to grab that one.
Did you see Shaq fall down?
I did.
That was so great.
He's just an idiot.
Seriously, that's the best contribution he's had to that show ever.
He's never made a contribution I want to think about.
It's the most interesting thing he's ever done on
that
show.
You should do that every night to close the show. Go follow him or something.
Get it sponsored. He could do it like Chevy Chase or Dick Van Dyke or to trip over the ottoman. Lend him your ottoman.
Yeah, and don't... And
you're finished talking
all
over it.
And don't speak. Just don't say anything all night until you get up and fall over the ottoman. Bad, but anyway, you could forget that two-way thing. You might want to take that back. I don't think that's true.
No,
don't think it's true.
And we looked at some information regarding Nikola Mirotic, and actually Jeff from Roscoe Village says if you go a little deeper, you check the list again, that Mirotic was 10th in win shares per minute in rookie history since 1979. He was 10th in win shares per minute, so very, very efficient. He was the only one in the top 10 with a decrease in minutes from regular season to the playoffs since 1979. He's the only rookie.
He carried him the entire month of March.
Right. And now, he can't be, he won't play him.
I can't answer these questions. I don't know. Have you seen him quoted on? I can't recall. Has he said anything?
No, I don't think they really go to him looking for stuff.
Okay.
And what's up with Noah got in a fight with a fan, and now Cardale Jones wants to beat him up?
Yeah, I guess.
Cardale Jones is tweeting, "Watch your mouth before I give you these hands, chump."
He's a puppeteer.
Yeah. I'm going to lay hands upon you.
Although I'll say this for Cardale Jones, I don't know if I'd mess with him. I'm not sure I would, but okay.
If you say so.
They're defending Cleveland, you know. Everybody, yeah. You're defending your state.
Right.
There's defending the honor of your state, just like we do Illinois time and time and time again.
Yeah, Cardale is 6'5", 250, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe might be in a little trouble.
That's
there.
Trouble. He gets underneath you.
Yeah, he's
going to whip your skinny ass.
He's a big, thick dude. I mean,
strong as hell. I mean, he's going to get inside of you.
Yeah, that'd be rough for him.
Yeah, and Joe was certainly bulked up from the weirdo that when he got here. But I don't think you want to do that.
And Rudy says, I love that the Bulls didn't have the right energy to play last night, but Joakim Noah has the energy to have beef with Cardale Jones and fight a fan.
Yeah.
Noah has the gall to give a college kid a hard time for acting the fool? That quarterback probably plays Noah's minutes in the last two games and scores more points. The only thing more annoying over the last 24 hours is Alexei Ramirez running to the plate today with the bases loaded, wearing a sign that said, "Please let me hit into some kind of double play."
And by God, he did. Bless his heart.
That's just...
Bless me. Two out of three. That's all I need.
There you go.
I'm right on my thing.
There you go.
I'm right on my thing. Two out of three. I'm taking my 2 out of 3. I'm smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Got my 2 out of 3. That's what I'm shooting for. 79 and 60.
Yeah, you don't want to see any more of Joaquin Soria either.
You know something? I was thinking the same thing. I saw his numbers. I didn't have much of a chance this year to see him pitch.
Oh, I saw more than the numbers. That's good.
Oh, boy. The executioner is back.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, as Farmer likes to say.
Man, because I saw him, you know, that the injury, and all of a sudden he's closing again. I'm thinking, well, he's been a little shaky.
He doesn't want you to call him the executioner, though.
I know. I don't care.
I think you should be the executioner if he doesn't want it.
Are you kidding me? I would love to be.
Somebody should grab that then.
Oh, my God. He doesn't want to be the Mexican. What do you want to be?
Yeah.
Anyway, he looks like that guy. That when he doesn't want to be anymore, that's what he looks like now. When he was a Royal. When it was uh-oh time.
You Mexican.
So I guess here's what happened. Cardale Jones was at the game and got on the mic to pump up the crowd. Let's bring another championship to Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And then Noah was on the bench, and he said, "You ain't in the SEC."
Oh, my God.
And that's what Cardale Jones was responding to. Watch your mouth before I give you these hands, chump.
Oh, my and then he God. Says, see, that, again. That...
College goofballs.
Well, I agreed. No question he is. But what's the point for Noah? What is the point of that?
I don't know.
What's the point of opening your mouth? How long has he been around now? 8 years or whatever it is? I mean,